Hello and welcome to the All Night Gamers podcast, episode 221. Hi, hello, hi. Hope you're doing well. Thank you for joining us for another edition of the show. Let's see. I feel like I haven't even like caught up with any news, even though I definitely know what's been going on this week. I've just been so busy. It's been a whirlwind.
I understand.
When Grant's life comes down in like July, he's gonna be like, "What am I even doing with life?
Yeah.
It's too slow."
I cannot wait for August, so I can not be doing stuff anymore.
But also not be in that middle of, "What do I do now?"
I have no doubt. I'm not concerned about what I'm gonna have to do. Like, I'm not gonna be bored when all this is over. I'm gonna be very happy doing nothing. I love doing nothing. I plan to do a lot of that.
So much free time. Do whatever you want.
But yeah, how have y'all been? How are we feeling?
I went to work.
Sounds bad.
It was alright.
Good-ish. I found out my manager might be changing. So yay! Thanks, work. This is gonna be my fourth manager since starting. One manager ratio a year, dude. Gotta keep it consistent, I guess.
Okay then.
Decent otherwise.
Let's go ahead and get right into things, I guess. PS5 console prices are increasing yet again, and now the digital edition costs more than a Switch 2.
Is that in the US?
I think it's just Europe.
It's everywhere else, right?
It already happened in Asia. And now it's happening
They're
in
kind of offsetting the tariffs by increasing prices elsewhere first.
Does that make any sense, though? I feel like that doesn't make sense to me.
Just take the L, my dude. Like, honestly, Nintendo should have done the same, at least for launch year.
Consoles used to go down as we got further into the generations, but now it's better to buy them at launch. Because the price is set.
True.
Literally.
I don't know. I hate to see the entirety of video games becoming more expensive because it feels like video games are starting to become kind of elitist.
They've always kind of been like an expensive hobby, but like.
No, they've always been one of the cheaper hobbies.
Well, I mean, because of time-wise. But, like, buying into it initially is kind of expensive, depending on what it is. Especially now that there's no handhelds. Like, proper handhelds. Because everyone wants to be able to do the handheld hybrid thing. Like, the Switch started.
All my homies missed the 3DS. Did you know it's surprisingly easy to hack your 3DS?
Has no one listened to me? That's like all I talk about.
I think that's what Cooper's meaning.
That is.
All right. Almost 19% of Japanese people in their 20s have spent so much money on gacha games that they've struggled with covering living expenses. New survey reveals.
That's so crazy. Poor Japan.
Can't relate, dude.
Damn, dude. One in five?
One in five are struggling to pay
Wow.
That's...
After some point, I feel like you just...
When are we going to... I think... Have we hit the point of... We're not glazing Japan anymore? Because it seems like everything kind of is miserable over there.
I'm just kind of sad, dude.
Well, we've known they're depressed. Like,
yeah, like, nobody gets laid. Nobody leaves their house. Unless you're getting drunk. It's the one
going
thing
to work.
Yeah.
You work a bazillion hours.
Yeah. Yeah, you're barely even home in the first place.
Yeah. I'm just kind of sad, dude.
That's, yeah.
But, I mean, it's still a better country than us. Because they get all the games for cheap.
Karen's like, I'll take all that for the cheap access to Nintendo. Ubisoft open sources Chroma, their internal tool used to simulate colorblindness in order to help developers create more accessible games. Now, I would say cool, but I'm already suspicious that there's, I don't know, there's got to be a catch.
No, this is a good thing, which is crazy because it's coming from Ubisoft. But it is
That's exactly why I think there has to be a catch, because it's coming from Ubisoft.
I mean, if it was coming from EA, I would definitely be suspicious of it.
Well, hey, good on you, Ubisoft. Hey. Thank you for doing something nice.
I mean, we're talking about the same developers that, or you know, same company that cuts their games 50% within like a month or two of release.
True.
So.
58% of PC gaming revenue came from microtransactions in 2024. Who are these people?
Like that. I don't like that, dude.
Can we kill these people?
No.
Okay, I think.
Well, obviously they're from Japan. Look at those for a good number. Well, about 20s is probably the right age range. This is why people are like, oh, but they don't need to. Yes, they do. This is why companies sell things like horse armor, because they make so much stupid money.
Yeah, like, they don't need to. They shouldn't, but why wouldn't they?
Dude, gambling ruins everything.
It's true.
I'm starting to get really cranky about gambling and sports. I'm starting to really get cranky about that.
I cannot tell you how many sports betting ads I had during like football and basketball season.
Yeah.
Especially basketball season.
Dude, in the UFL it's egregious. The announcers are talking about it. The announcers talk about the money line.
That's crazy.
And stuff. And they have like analysis on it. Yeah, it's just it's glazing. It's everywhere.
I don't like that.
Dude, it's atrocious.
Let's see. Nintendo releases prices for the Switch 2 items. Oh, yeah. So Switch 2 is going to stay the same price. Pre-orders open on the 24th, which is like Thursday.
Yep. Yeah. Day after the show comes up. Midnight Eastern for Target and Walmart. And then 11 a.m. Eastern for GameStop.
No time for Best Buy yet, right?
Yeah. As of recording this, I have not seen the time for Best Buy.
Well, dang, that's kind of the one I want.
Yeah, so do I, because it's, you know, 10 minutes away.
Yeah, and dude, and we could do a midnight release. I haven't done a midnight release in forever, since before COVID.
Yeah.
Literally.
Although, I'm still really, dude, there's a large part of me that is not wanting this console anymore. I'm starting to get really angry about that, so I'll talk about that later. Anyway, the accessories are going to be $5 more. Games are not going up in price. But yeah, now we're approaching $100 for Joy-Cons. $100 freaking bucks.
$100 after tax for sure.
Oh yeah. $105 after tax.
Yeah. Let's see what else. Alex might have had this as a later point.
Then don't skip around.
Oh, you didn't mention it at all, actually. With the accessories, Amiibo are, because they're made in China, are going up $10 from what they originally were slated at.
Yeah.
So, $30 base for first party.
Nope. $30 bucks?
$40.
Dude, that's how much a tank of gas costs for me. And I buy I buy expensive gas.
30 a piece.
That's such
for
a rip.
The $4.
Absolutely
and
not.
Here's the thing, dude. The we only have 4 first party amiibo right now. The third parties are $40 a piece with those 3 Street Fighter amiibo.
That's not happening.
That is as much as Mega Yarn Yoshi was.
Bro, you remember when, yeah, Mega Yarn Yoshi was
Mega Yarn
Yoshi
was the crazy
was
price.
Bro, video games
like,
on the 3DS were $40 or less.
Yeah.
Mega Yarn Yoshi was $40, dude. These things are not as big as Mega Yarn Yoshi. But
yeah,
there's also, we also have to think about Minoru's Contract, which is probably coming out alongside Hyrule Warriors, The Imprisoning War. Because that, we don't have a price point on yet. And it looks at least Detective Pikachu size. So, there's no telling how much that's going to cost now.
Too much. I'm not going to buy
way
it.
Too much.
That's, and that really hurts me because it's a Legend of Zelda amiibo, but fuck that. Period.
It,
period,
I
dude. $30? That big one. Was it gonna
base.
Be $50? Absolutely not.
Yeah, no, insane. There's no way to tell because we don't have an amiibo that big.
Cameron, are you holding off? I'm actually curious.
The problem is, okay. This is what I've seen the last several years, right? Where restocks will be plentiful for months. Currently, most of the amiibo that were restocked alongside or in preparation of the 10th anniversary is the closest thing Nintendo actually got to acknowledging it. Almost all of those, including the rare ones, Boo, Goomba, and Koopa, are still mostly readily available depending on your area. However, concerning some of the others, like the Squid Sisters, Off the Hook, or Deep Cut, or Sora, or Sephiroth, or any of the other ones that have been brand new releases, those have had stock issues. So I'm expecting the Street Fighter amiibo, especially at $40, to sit on shelves. These are not, you know, it's not Chun-Li, it's not, other Street Fighter. Someone give
other
me Street
Fighter.
Fighter
insert
other
character.
Street.
Mr.
It's not Fighter. Other popular Street Fighter characters. It's the 3 new ones to promote, you know, to help promote Street Fighter 6. They're trying to get these characters more recognizable with the fans. They are not going to sell at 40 a piece. I see them sitting like the Monster Hunter amiibo, but those were exclusive to GameStop. So, you grab them on clearance or they're going to be gone. That's how I see those. Zelda, even with the $30 price point, they won't sell as much. And right. They might go on clearance, but I don't see them being well stocked enough to, and goes, well, we actually need that space. Get them out of here. So, yeah. Fucking $70 extra for nothing. Nothing changed except these stupid tariffs. And it's $70 extra. On top of a console launch. I hate it so much. The Street Fighter 6 cards. Got a price point, technically, but we don't know what it actually is. In Australia, it's 45, which converts to about 30 USD, but they haven't gone up anywhere. and it's definitely not saying 30 USD because the conversion is no longer accurate. So, it's gonna be fucking Magic the Gathering prices, dude, for Amiibo cards. Grant's just like, I see it.
I'm
like,
just out.
You gotta stop.
I can't believe you are not out. I can't believe it. I really can't.
He's too in deep.
Sunken cost
That's
fallacy.
Mental illness.
He won't listen to
it
that.
Has been documented for thousands of years, people doing this. It doesn't make sense, brother.
You're right. I know you're right.
I'll talk more about this later. I've got my black pilled rant for Collector's Corner, but anyway, back to where we were. Astrobot on PlayStation 5, 55% physical sales in the UK and nearly 60% physical across Europe. So that's good. Lots of physical copies still selling. Mm-hmm. I think if they weren't selling a lot of physical copies of games still today, the companies would have already abandoned.
They would have dropped it.
Yeah. Except maybe Nintendo, because Nintendo just likes, they can milk that.
Wasting money.
Nintendo releases Nintendo Switch commercial with Paul Rudd referencing his Super Nintendo commercial from 1990.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, interesting. Because I saw people talking about it before I saw what they were referencing. I'm like, they're like, hey, look, the Nintendo uploaded this commercial from 91. And I'm like, okay, interesting. They're like, okay, but why did they do that? Because they referenced for the new video. I'm like, what new video? And then I saw it, them doing like a comparison or whatever of it. I'm like, oh, I see.
Okay, so there was the Mario Kart Direct, where basically nothing new was shown off, which
nothing,
honestly,
nothing importantly new.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really expecting a whole lot of new stuff. It was just more like taking a longer amount of time to explain the same things, just to make it more clear for people. I don't think they were going to reveal everything, because Nintendo never reveals everything. They barely talk about what's in most of their games, because they like you to go figure it out. So,
I mean,
I don't know, like,
there's still definitely things in there that they haven't really discussed.
Yeah,
because like
they like saving it for
they
when
want,
it comes
they,
out.
Yeah.
They don't want to tell you everything. So, yeah, I mean, there was a lot of information in there. Like, if you watch that direct and we're still on the fence because you didn't think you knew enough, then you just don't
you
need
definitely
to buy it. Just don't buy it.
Yeah. It's
But
it's definitely not great. Like, I understand why people are mad about it, because, you know, the Nintendo is bad at phrasing things. But I, like, everyone hyped themselves up because of what Phil Trennan said. And I'm like, the way he phrased that makes it sound more like the world. Like, the exploring the open world rather than, like, oh, yeah, if you're on the fence, yeah. Everyone hyped themselves up, and I feel like that's the main reason people are mad about it. It wasn't a bad direct. It was just... It was the 2015 E3 Direct. It was just a lot of info we already knew, and not enough new info, so people are mad. It has been almost 10 years since that. Holy crap.
Yeah, it's over.
Put me in the ground.
It's over. I'll give a quick run through of the Direct. We saw some of the courses they've shown off. They've got classic tracks, reimagined returning tracks. There's a day-night cycle now.
Dude, I am so hyped for that. I've seen one of the Treehouse videos showed off the Donkey Kong course with the giant mechanical Donkey Kong, and I saw some screenshots that was showing it off, that course off in the day, and I'm like, oh, that's gonna be so hype for, yeah, you know, especially a game as we play as often as Mario Kart, like that is gonna be so hype.
Several new drivers will be making their debut, including Goomba, Spike, and Cow.
Cow, let's go.
There's also probably more racers they haven't talked about. They showed off both the Grand Prix mode and the Knockout Tour mode. They basically confirmed Rainbow Road exists again. But you have to complete all the Grand Prix cups, yeah.
Mm.
Well, hopefully it's more of a Rainbow Road than the Space Station.
We'll see.
Time will tell.
Was it? They showed off the battle modes a little. I think it's just redone versions of the
Yeah,
the various
they removed
areas.
A bunch of them that even regular 8 had, like as modes, even if its courses were just tracks.
Yeah, people are not happy about that. I don't think that's going to be a massive deal, but it is kind of weird that they decided they couldn't have all those.
I kind of get Cops and Robbers, but Shine Thief is sad.
Dude, those are the best two modes. That's the sad part. I guess it might be in case they have 4 teams, they don't know what to do. And 20 people with Shine Thief would be interesting, but they should have kept it.
There's 6 new items. There's Wario and Pauline in latex suits, which people are predictably being normal about. That's an interesting note there. Charge jump has been added, so now you can like charge up little tiny jumps, similar to like the Leaf, but like smaller.
Yeah, you can dodge things with it. Like some of the trailers have shown them jumping over cars. So it's a decent sized leap, I would say.
Definitely interesting. They also have Rewind Now, which lets you rewind in real time during the game while everybody else keeps going. So that's kind of cool, but also really weird. See how
right.
That goes. I don't know how that's going to be used, but I'm sure there's a useful thing out there. I'm just not very creative.
Testing, it's probably, so the theory online is it's kind of like Ascend, where it's like the use is not really for anything crazy, it's for when you're in the open world and don't want to have to climb all the way back up to an area to you know, wherever you were exploring because you accidentally fell off.
Yeah. Time trials are coming back. There's a bunch of missions to do in the free roam mode. We've found there's P-switch buttons around that give you like little sort trials to do that unlock things.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
I think the unlocks are mostly decals. I don't, but it's hard, you know, it might also be characters. It's hard to say because they did not. But just as you were saying, right, like that they want you to play the game and discover it. They don't want you to learn everything by them telling you or reading out, seeing it online.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Four player split screens coming back. Local wireless play supports up to 8 players, and 24 players can play online, which is kind of crazy.
The only bad thing for me, anyways, about online is you can only have 2 people like you could in 8. So that's a bit sad.
Hmm. If you're playing with friends, you can hop into free roam and play around with them anywhere in free roam, which is cool. And
Ooh.
also, it supports game chat. So if you bought the stupid $55 camera now, to watch you and your friends play at 5 FPS,
Yeah.
then you can
It'll be
do
good.
it.
It'll be a great time. Do it.
I don't think I
Same.
will.
Well, you could use the 480p Piranha Plant camera.
I mean, if
Same
I
from
do get
the.
one of those cameras eventually, it's definitely going to be that one. Because who cares if I'm high definition or not?
At 5 frames.
Yeah.
It looked like from the Paul Rudd trailer, when you aren't streaming the game, the camera's actually.
Semi okay,
Yeah,
but
semi okay.
something tells me it's not gonna be
It's
like that
not
in
this,
person.
what we're doing right now. It's not this.
Yeah, it is not that high quality for sure.
All right, well, with that, on to Collector's Corner, the weekly segment where we talk about the games you've been playing, the games you've been buying. I've got a doozy this week, personally, I think.
All right, well, let's spin that wheel.
Let's see
All
who goes first. Spin the wheel. Aw, damn, it's not gonna be me. No. Oh, it's bad news. Cameron's first.
Ah, finally. All
Oh,
it took
dude,
was
bad
Kyle
week.
not being here.
You bad omen.
That's crazy. That's super crazy.
Just gotta remove him from the wheel so he can't go first.
Bruh, that's crazy.
I'm a numbers guy. I believe in the law of averages. We can, and besides, that's cheating. Can't cheat.
Also, Grant, it
Cheating.
is not averaged out. You were at 32%
We just
of
don't have a large enough
the
sample
56
size.
we've done. Wait, we've done 56 and you've gone
That's
32%
not large.
of the time.
We need like a
That's
thousand.
not large enough.
Yeah.
If we get to 1,000 and it's still there, then I'll I don't know, I guess
Discrepancy.
jump off a building because I won't be able to handle it. I've been living a lie.
Yeah. Okay. So I
Yeah,
played
what
a
you
little bit of
got?
repo. Played some repo. We were trying to play a Barret, and we kept having issues. So we got, Barret and I did like a level, and we cleared it. No real problem. And then we, backed out so we could get more people in. And we did not make it through because everyone got kicked because Bear's Wi-Fi killed itself. So that was fun. Let's see. I've been playing, played the game of the week, played the Game Boy version of the game of the week.
So you did play the
Played.
game of the week.
No,
You
I played
played
both.
ass. You played doo
I
doo.
played both. I played both. I played
Okay.
both. I didn't just leave it to, the Game Boy version. The Game Boy version is very questionable.
Sucks.
It is not at all the
Yeah.
same game.
Well, I think I just played ass. 'Cause
You played the Game Boy version?
yeah.
Grant Stennett in the chat.
Well,
now you guys aren't gonna know how Mega
darn.
Man 2 good really is. It's
Darn.
so good.
That
But now you've only played on Game Boy.
is not the same game. That is not the same game at all.
No, it's
There
not.
is so many lemon. Like, it is very cool. The wait, we'll talk about that in a sec. Let's see. I played Split Fiction with Alex. We finished another chapter. I'm playing a lot of Tears of the Kingdom and trying to wrap up the dungeons and knock it out so I can. Like, this is This is the most expensive Switch game that I, you know, I bought, dude. I need to finish it before the Switch 2 comes out. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've got other games I need to
beat
finish
Ganon.
Reporting.
What's your definition of finish? If you're not going to 100%.
I want to clear the shrine so that I can actually, like, tank a hit.
Have you not done that already?
No, I mean, I keep finding them because I cleared the depths. You know, I worked for that several weeks of the podcast. So I know where all the locations on the surface are. So I'm trying to wrap that up. Let's see. I've been cleaning very, very slowly, but I am cleaning for everybody come down because, Lordy, Lordy, it is already almost the end of April.
You're going to need a month to clean?
I'm
cleaning
not,
now. Y'all are coming in a month. How bad is it?
It's lived in.
It's lived in. But, like, if I don't start on it now, it's not going to get done.
I feel that.
It's not it being dirty. It is having the drive to actually do it. So I gotta keep reminding myself that people are coming and I need to clean. Because I did most of what I need to do for the spare room after we got back last month. I just need some touch up. That's most of what it is. Deal with the recycling because we don't have anywhere to do it here. Clean up, you know, some of the clutter from, you know, where we've made catch-alls. Figure out what to do with, you know, this, that, the other. I feel like I'm making, you know, it sounds worse than it is. It's just not.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I mean, it's also kind of like a light version of what you're doing, because the plan is still to move the hell out of here, dude.
Yeah.
Because, like, we took some recycling over when we went to Easter brunch, dinner, whatever you want to call it, with Chelsea's family. And I tossed all of the Amiibo boxes that I had, stored for recycling. So, yeah, it's a process. It's going. I just need, it's like bits and pieces are the hard part, and then everything else is just, you know, mop or sweep or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's see who's next. Cooper, you're up.
All right. The goats. So I played the S version of Mega Man, apparently. I forgot that you said that. I kind of ignored it, not gonna lie.
That's crazy.
And then I've been moving Haley here in Louisiana. We picked up a lot of heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm the only guy right now here, so. Yeah!
Getting a good workout?
I did. They have a gym here at the hotel as well, and I was like, that, you know what? It doesn't have much as, like, the essentials, but it does have dumbbells and a weight bench. And I was
bro,
like,
you're
you know
crazy.
What?
I meant, like, from moving stuff. Not, like, I'm going to go work out after moving a bunch of stuff. You're insane. No, that's not what I meant.
Well, no, he would have been moving stuff today, so he can't.
Oh, yeah, or after moving stuff.
I'm thinking about it later tonight, though.
Oh my gosh, you're insane.
See?
It's fun, dude. I can't lie. Like,
you're insane.
Here, I'll send you a video.
I like working out, but, like, if I'm lifting heavy furniture all day, that's my workout.
It's Especially with Haley's furniture, dude. Like, yeah, you're like almost exclusively getting all the expensive or all the heavy lifting. Her car can fit all the small stuff.
Yeah. No, true. But like my arms, bro, they're like locking in, bro. I like it. It's fun. Like I'm actually like seeing some like tonage, or I don't know what the word is.
Tonage. But... Tone.
Tonage. Tone. Yeah. Tone.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fun.
Tonage, dude.
That's tonage, fun. Bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally. But nah, I haven't been doing a whole lot. Oh, I played that horror game. I played Repo.
Also good. What? Also good.
True. I really haven't been doing a whole lot. I've been working out with Kyle. And
I went disc golfing because he sent me snapshots.
We did go disc golf. Yeah, we had Barrett. That was good. We did something else. Oh, I started Whataburger, dude.
Yeah,
Whataburger. Yeah,
that might be important.
It's fun, dude. I actually really like it.
I find that really hard to believe, but if that's true, I'm happy for you.
It's because I got Kyle. I won't lie. Kyle's really fun to work with.
I can't imagine working at Whataburger is fun in a vacuum.
I can't imagine working most places in a vacuum is fun.
Also true. But yeah, overall, pretty chill. I have a presentation I got to do on Tuesday, and I haven't been able to practice for it, and I'll be on the road all day tomorrow, so.
Damn.
I'm gonna wing it. I can get a zero and still pass with an A, so I don't care. It'll be all right.
All right. Well, I spun the wheel again already, and I'm going last this time. I'm the butt of the joke. Damn it, Alex. Crazy.
As Cameron mentioned, he and I both played Split Fiction during the next chapter. I played a lot of Marvel Rivals to work on the event that's going on. Some Vampire Survivors and of the Week.
That's what I was forgetting. I played a little bit of Marvel Rivals to help Alex.
Yeah.
So a couple rounds there.
There's I found out though. There's a I don't know. I added this game to my Steam wish list because it doesn't release till next year. Called Liminal Point. It's some kind of horror game that's inspired by like Resident Evil, Silent Hill, Parasite Eve. I just thought based on its trailers and images, it looked interesting. It's a isometric view.
Fair enough.
So we'll see.
All right. Well.
Well, Grant, you said you were hyped for it, so let's hear it.
Yeah, all right. So, boring stuff first. Talked about the before show. Working a lot over at the house this week. Also, getting a lot of things out of the way that I needed to do before all this house stuff really kicks into high gear, which is this week. So, I did it this weekend, which mostly was car maintenance. Both Jewel and I's cars were due for oil changes, so I had to do those, rotate the tires, inspect the brakes, etc. I also helped one of my buddies change their oil they needed it this week, and his spark plugs. And you'll love this, Cameron. This car is a Nissan Versa. It's like the base model of base models of a Nissan. You have to take the intake manifold off to get to the spark plugs.
Nope.
And like three of the bolts, you basically need a U-joint to get to. And we rounded one of the bolts, and it was the bolt that was the hardest one to get to. It rounded. Had to go to a mechanic to get it taken out, and then come back, and we did it. And then he also bought the wrong size spark plugs, so I had to make him go and return it. And we went to O'Reilly's down the street. We're like, okay, we brought the socket with us. We're like, if it doesn't fit in here, we're not buying it. So all that stuff, a lot of yard work, a lot of power washing, A lot of bringing cleaning supplies over, buying things that we're gonna need. A lot of setup on food, Costco yearly trip for all the stuff that we need that doesn't go bad, like trash bags and whatnot, all that junk. And now the fun thing, I did it. It's a Steam Deck OLED. I got one. It
Ooh.
is so much better than the LCD, and nobody does a good enough job of conveying how much of a difference I think there is. But there is a lot. The build quality is overall better. It feels like they just kind of refined the LCD. They kind of figured out their weaknesses and improved it. The shoulder buttons are a lot better. The screen's obviously bigger. Battery life is longer. It runs cooler. It's got better Wi-Fi in it. It's a little bit lighter. All the overall the same dimensions though. The haptics feel a little better. And yeah, I have had this for probably just under a week now. I'm currently playing RuneScape on it. But I've played Resident Evil 2, a decent amount of Forza Horizon 5. This has been the exciting thing. I've been streaming from my desktop to this thing because this thing has Wi-Fi 6, so I can get like stable 1080p 72 FPS
Awesome.
from my desktop to like downstairs or just anywhere now over the Wi-Fi because it's strong enough and it's stable. The lag is basically non-existent. You can tell it's there, but it's not enough to be an issue. Like you have to really be honed in. And I can play Forza just fine with it, so I think it works great. It lets me access my more powerful hardware, but without having to sit here in this hot ass room. So that's been pretty nice feature to use, and it's all over local wireless, so it doesn't eat up any data either.
That's insane. Dude, that I feel like that's gonna be a major change is not having all of your electronics literally on top of each other once you move.
Yeah, I agree. So
But
now Jewel has the LCD. I upgraded
gonna ask what
my
you were doing about.
external drive that I made to a 1 terabyte so that I could clone it. And then I cloned my old SSD. And then when I got this one in here, the first thing I did with it before I even booted it up the first time was clone that SSD back onto this thing.
Nice.
And I didn't have to, that way I didn't have to download anything or reset up any emulators. It was all still intact just as I left it. Minecraft's still on here. My PlayStation's still on here. RuneScape's still on here. So that saved me a lot of time. And
Yeah, I mean, it took you had to leave it
took
on
me like,
overnight to get everything, right?
yeah. Well, I left it on overnight
Or
because I
that.
didn't know how long it was going to take at first, but in reality, it took about an hour to copy and then about another hour to put it back. I've been playing softball. We've been getting screwed in softball, not because of any like refereeing or anything, but because of we're just bad at softball. It's been hard, but it's been
Really?
fun. But we're having a good enough time anyway. But yeah, I've mostly been playing on
That's
my
good.
Steam
That's a good
Deck.
point. So, what brought about the OLED?
So I'm really still like the Switch 2, I'm on the fence about. I really, if the games didn't look so awesome, this wouldn't be so hard. But one, the tariffs, I was like, okay, I already kind of wanted one, and I've been debating it.
But if the tariffs are
And
going to
Jewel wanted
spike
the
it.
Steam Deck, and if it's going to get worse, yeah, let me just go ahead and buy this. So I did it. And now Jewel
Fair
has a
enough.
Steam Deck as well, so and like I keep foreseeing the Steam Deck becoming my forever home for gaming. Like I'm pretty solidly PC now, except for things that I physically cannot play on this computer. And I will emulate most things up to a point. I won't steal stuff. So like if I want that in Nintendo games, I'll buy the Switch 2. But it's just becoming a lot harder of a sell with how like little I'm gonna use most of the features.
Yeah, fair.
but I still kind of want Mario Kart. So, like,
yeah.
No, yeah, that's fair.
Well,
that price,
bro. even if it's like you don't want it, like, what, you know, what's the worst case? You go, oh, you know, you come down here, you play it, because obviously we're gonna play Mario Kart while everyone's here, because I think that's gonna be fucking sick. But you know, we do that, and then you go, oh, well, I actually want it now, and you know, the chairs, fuck it. So
yeah,
I think that's the big thing. It's like, if you don't get it now, how bad are the prices going to get by the time you, you know, are like, oh yeah, okay, I, you know, I want it, and we'll have the time for it now.
See, but this is kind of sunken cost, and like, you can't just be like, well, if I gotta spend all my money now because everything's gonna get more expensive soon. That's very dangerous logic. It's a good excuse, logic, and like, part of me wants to say that just so I can buy it, but also that's stupid.
But it's like,
because I'm gonna need the money later too when things are more expensive. Like, true. That's not how that works. So, I don't know. It's going to be game time for me as a decision. I probably will end up getting it, but after everything else that has happened with the Switch 2, I now know for sure that Switch is not my main platform anymore, and it will not be for a very long time at best. Because the prices for everything else are just too crazy. But I still like the Nintendo stuff, so I went ahead and
like,
with
Nintendo's
the, you know,
lucky they have all these good games, because otherwise it would be a very hard sell.
Yeah. And even most of the stuff on NSO I have on my Steam Deck and more. Like, I realized, why am I excited about GameCube games coming to Switch 2? I've had GameCube games on my Steam Deck since I got it. Like, and it's all super seamless and set up. It's not clunky
and
hard to use or anything.
And you have cloud saves on it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I felt confident now that it was worth the money. And I had an excuse because Joel said she wanted one. So I took my chance. And I have freaking loved it, man. It's even better than the original Steam Deck. I was already high on the Steam Deck, and now I'm even more high on it. It's like the be-all, end-all of handheld solutions. It can do anything you want. It can be as simple or as complicated as you want. It can do anything. It really can. And SteamOS is an awesome OS that is not very far away from potentially being used as like an everyday daily driver OS. You could still have a desktop with all your normal applications on it. I don't know. I'm not ready to make that leap yet. I'm, you know, that's a little bit ambitious, but it's close. Like, it really is close. So yeah, I've had a great time playing it. I've been playing RuneScape on it. I've been playing Stardew Valley. I finally got to do the Desert Festival. It's been like probably over a year of 1.6 or 2 years. I don't know. It's been a while, but I finally got to the Desert Festival on my main save. So that's fun. I did Victory Heat Rally a little bit. That game's still really good. Played the Game of the Week a bunch. I'm super excited to talk about that. I played Pokemon Emerald. I moved all my saves from my flashcards that I've been messing around back onto my cloud storage so I can try them out on the OLED. So that looks great. I really like that. I bought a bunch of old PopCap games. Plants vs. Zombies, Zuma Deluxe, Bejeweled 3. Like, just some puzzle games. I never really had a lot of puzzle games, and I was playing the Sega Genesis Classics collection that we bought right before it went down. I remember we were talking about that at the show. I was playing Columns on there, and I was like, you know what? I don't have any good puzzle games on my PC. And it was like $12 for all of them in a pack, so let's go with that. Been playing some, Plants vs. Zombies, Crazy Taxi, Sega Bass Fishing, Hollow Knight, Repo, and a little bit of Hyrule Warriors. And that's it. So, surprisingly, a lot of games for how busy I've been. I've been getting up early. That's what's new with me. I'm like naturally waking up at 7 to 7:30, and it sucks because I'm still tired. But I just can't sleep much anymore. I'll try, but like I don't really get anywhere. So like even on the weekends, I'm up by 8 o'clock. But on the weekends, I'm usually not doing stuff. And even with the work, right? I don't like. Yeah, like over the weekend, I wouldn't get started with my work until like 11, like lunch. I'd eat lunch and then I'd get started on work. So like in the morning, I wake up and play video games for a couple hours while nobody else was awake and it was quiet and it was pretty nice, pretty peaceful. And I also like let me play some games so I wasn't like rushing my work to get home and play games at the end of the day because I already got my games in. I don't need any more. I'm good. It's been nice. Okay.
What brought on RuneScape though?
So there's a new game called RuneScape Dragonwilds that came out recently that is an early access. It's made by Jagex, and it's basically Valheim, but RuneScape skinned. And it's $30, which I'm like, I don't think I want to pay that for an early access game, but it's in my wish list and I'm watching it closely. Cause I'll probably buy it if it ever goes on sale or anything, I don't know, or if it gets a full release. So I've been thinking about RuneScape a lot because I've been thinking about that game a lot and reading reviews and whatnot. And I was like, you know what? It's been a while. Jagex seems to have calmed down on the pricing thing.
For now.
And I am totally okay with abandoning ship once again if they try it again. But they're fine for now. Hopefully they change their ways and don't up the price. Especially with Dragonwild seemingly performing pretty well for an early access game. So I was like, I'll jump in. I only play like a month out of the year anyway, or 2 months out of the year anyway, so.
Sure.
Just toss $15 at it whenever I want to play, and then I'll cancel at the end and come back around, I don't know, October. Do another month.
Like you normally do.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay, on to the game of the week, Mega Man 2. Oh my god, Mega Man 2 is so good. It is like, I think it's like top 10 classic soundtracks. Like a video game soundtrack for me. Especially retro.
It is a good soundtrack.
I need...
good. For the NES, no less, really.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, right? It kind of reminds me of... what's the game with the crazy soundtrack on the NES? Like, it shouldn't go be as good as it is. Especially for what it is. You know what game I'm talking about.
Pictionary, right? Or
Pictionary, yeah, or something like that.
Pictionary is crazy.
I think that's it.
I think what I'm going to do, honestly,
yeah,
is get the classic collection from my case back home so I can properly play the Mega Man games. Because, yeah, I mean, it'd be on 3DS, but like, it's something about playing it on my laptop that I'm just like, this doesn't feel right. I need D-pad and buttons.
Yeah, I agree with that. Going back to the Steam Deck thing, I think that's kind of what changed it on emulation for me, because I'm the same way of like playing it on my PC, just raw dogging it is not great.
Disgusting.
It feels weird. It is. Yeah. But like now I can do that while having something that looks like a Switch, so it passes the sniff test. I don't know. Maybe I'm just stupid.
Like, it's like close enough that it's like this does not make my brain go, this is completely wrong.
Yeah.
It's like, this, it's like,
I can forget about this... it. I've played enough. I've emulated enough things on my Steam Deck to this point. I can confidently say I can forget about it. You can't forget about it when you're playing. Oh, dude, on a laptop. I remember doing that in like high school just because you don't have anything else.
Could I have done, you know, like put out the big keyboard? Sure. But like, that's the same problem. You know, I'm like, but I, you know, I ain't, my laptop's got enough issues as it is. I ain't gonna be emulating on it. I'm like, this doesn't feel right. So I beat one boss, and I couldn't do any of the fucking jumps for the platforming for the next stage. So I said, I'm gonna save this for when I get my collection, and I will pick it up then. Because trying to do Mega Man platforming on a laptop is terrible. I hated that. That's not Mega Man's fault though, and I'm sure part of that is just
the
me
platforming
being
is
Mega Man.
Kind of rough. Some of it, it's not bad. It's just difficult. Like,
no, actually,
but that, you know, that difficulty should come from the game, with because what. Oh, who did I beat? The top left corner. Who was that?
Heat Man? No. Air Man?
Bubble Man.
Bubble Man.
I think I beat Bubble Man. And I think I was going... Either I did Bubble Man first. Yeah, but
I actually looked up, I was like, hey, what's like in the community, what's generally the order people go in?
Order.
Like, you don't need it to go in any order to beat the game. I was just like, give me something. Give me a starting point.
What's easy for it,
so
you know?
I went Metal Man and then Flash Man, and then Heat Man stage is a bunch of freaking BS, dude. Awkwardly timed, not regularly timed blocks that appear and disappear, and like sometimes you have to jump back before going forward. It's so unfair. Heat Man stage is a ripoff.
I think it was Airman with the giant head that you have to platform off of.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I can't. My fingers just did not want to function using my laptop. I'm like, not great. You know, I'm like, it almost makes me regret not getting the Mega Man Classic Collections when they release on Switch. Almost. But... Why, you know, I didn't need them. I had it on 3DS and it had the Amiibo support, so
it's funny, I have like the Mega Man collection on like two different consoles now, and still like I mostly played this on the Steam Deck. I played a little bit on the NES when I first got my NES flash card in. Just to test it out. But most of Mega Man 2 I've been playing on the Steam Deck.
That's just so insane.
But yeah, I forget. I love Mega Man 2.
Dude, it ain't even night and day. That's not a nice comparison to give to the Game Boy version. It is two different games.
Yeah, Mega Man 2 on the NES is an actual game that like you can have fun playing. You like smile and stuff. Like you feel good and happy. Mega Man 2 is for sure top 10 NES game for me.
So they give it a fair chance. I gotta play it on the NES.
You have to, yeah.
No, I mean you don't have to play it on the NES, but you do have to play
the NES
a proper
version
of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Like that's the thing. You gotta play a proper version of it.
Yeah. But I mean, I say overall, like, I say grand scheme 7 out of 10, but as an NES game, like a 9, 9.5, maybe, for me.
That's a fair score.
It's definitely got that classic video game jank, where it's like, no, we can't have them beat it within a week, because we gotta make those rental sales, but it's not...
It's not so egregious. It feels kind of just like...
egregious.
Like, there's enough challenge.
It's not like Lion King or something where it's like, oh, well, you're not even going to see where this is, you know?
Although, I am seriously Heat Man stage. You guys, if you ever, whenever
I will,
you get that collection, play Heat Man and come back to me, because...
Don't worry. I assume we'll still be doing the show at that point. So give me time. I'll grab it the next time we go home. Because I don't.
You need to grab it. Cooper's more likely to.
Well, I don't know where it is. That's the problem. I have to figure out where it is.
Love playing those games. Where is the game?
I still don't know where Chibi Robo got off to, dude. I've searched the 3DS boxes. It's Chibi Robo Ziplash, but like that game's stupidly expensive now for some reason. Like for Chibi Robo Ziplash, I don't want to pay money for that.
Yeah, you should have to pay me to take it.
Yeah, right.
Okay, on to the tidbits. GameStop stores will apparently have 100 Switch 2 consoles each at launch, but very limited games and accessory inventory.
Well, thankfully, there's no games at launch except for Mario Kart.
Yeah. And also, good thing I don't ever want to pre-order a GameStop anymore.
True.
The Legend of Zelda...
Partially because GameStop, I don't trust them to still be in business by the time the pre-orders go out. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's my actual concern pre-ordering with GameStop. Especially considering, they're surviving off Funkos and other cheap jockey nonsense, you know?
Yeah. The Legend of Zelda 1 is now available on Nintendo Music. That's a rough list.
This is for last week.
Fire Emblem Engage is coming at some point because it was mentioned.
Why are we getting
teased with releases? It is an app for music that they've already created. But I mean, at least it's more consistent than the NSO apps on the Switch. So, win some, lose some, I guess.
True.
Phil Spencer says that Xbox is really happy with Indiana Jones and the Great Circle and thinks that there's life in that franchise. But he also wants more original Xbox IPs. Quote, "We have a lot of room to tell new stories."
That's why he dismantled the devs behind Hi-Fi Rush.
Makes total sense.
Yep.
I don't believe you, Phil.
Brian Eno's Windows 95 startup jingle and the Minecraft original soundtrack are now preserved in the USA's Library of Congress.
My bad, I didn't read the second half of that because we already talked about Minecraft last week. I just saw Windows 95 and went, ah, that's new.
Oh. What crazy times we live in. Minecraft and Windows 95 are in the Library of Congress.
True.
Old but still interesting tidbit of the week. By using a mushroom at an unfortunate angle in 200cc mode, on GBA Mario Circuit and Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, it is possible to land in one of the tires decorating the course. The tire is inescapable, forcing the player to lose the race.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Let's go.
Sounds like a skill issue to me.
Just drive with the tire, dude. So easy.
On to the rumors. First renders from Tomb Raider Anniversary Remake have leaked, previously mentioned in the NVIDIA GeForce 2021 leak. The game is apparently canceled. Sick.
Yep.
Great news. Great news. Kingdom Hearts Missing Link has been in development for about 6 years and eventually had to start from scratch to accommodate mobile devices better. Interesting. According to Xstasis, the Gears Collection, Hollow Knight Silksong, Persona 4 Remake, Ninja Gaiden 4, and Minecraft Dungeons 2 will appear at the Xbox Showcase this summer.
Woo.
Yay!
Yay!
I mean, what do they mean, Hollow Knight Silksong? Like, it's going to show up like Nintendo showed it, where it's just like 3 seconds of...
It sure does exist, exactly. Guys. Trust me, it exists.
It will show up. The same image that's been shown like the past 6 years.
Don't worry. It's coming. Don't worry.
Not real. They can just talk about it every once in a while, and then people go, oh, I wonder what that's like, and then they sell more copies of Hollow Knight.
I mean, it worked on me, but I got it for like $3. So,
but they sold a copy.
True, but I'll pay $3 for it. It's a good game, from what they say. I still haven't played it. I gotta get back to that. I'm never gonna play that game, am I?
No.
Let's just be real.
Wow.
Am I ever gonna play that game?
Oh. You know you won't. You'll say you will, but you won't actually.
Stellar Blade's hyper realistic $3,600 statue sold out in minutes. We're cooked.
We're so cooked.
That's horny.
Oh, dude. I just, like... You know, that headline would probably make the Prime Minister of Japan smoke another cigarette.
True.
Like, that's probably the stuff that drives him mad. Pocket Pair uses examples from Final Fantasy XIV, Tomb Raider, Monster Hunter, and more to defend Palworld against Nintendo's lawsuit. Interesting. Well,
yeah, the only thing I've seen lately is people are now citing against, well, they're citing against both now, because the Palworld devs apparently went, you know, and copied Hollow Knight, and people are like, oh, well, they can't do that, that's an indie team. So now they hate both Pocket Pair and Nintendo.
Great. We're making progress.
Great. We're making,
you know,
progress.
What? I'm for equal prejudice.
Yeah. Like, we already knew they were stealing, but everyone's like, no, Nintendo can't do the patent. That's not right. But now that, you know, now that they've stolen Hollow Knight, they're like, oh, but they can't do that. Nintendo, get them. But also don't.
But also don't.
But also don't. Lose, but yeah, they gotta lose too.
Mojang and Merlin Entertainment will bring Minecraft to the real world in 2026 or 2027, but it will not be good.
Yeah, that's... this is what I was asking seen in November. Apparently, this was like mid-November when they announced this collab, and it's gonna bring it to these, you know, theme parks or whatever. Everyone in that thread was like, "This is the worst thing that could have happened concerning Minecraft and theme parks," because somebody was like, the thread was about Microsoft using their properties to create a theme park. They were like, Forza would do great, Gears of War would do great, and I'm like, the only thing on this list is Minecraft. Someone's like, no, Minecraft's already got a theme park space coming. It's just gonna suck. I'm like, that's good enough for me. It's just gonna suck. I mean, yeah, I mean, like, with how much time I've been spending on theme parks and I haven't heard of Merlin Entertainment, I don't know about that one, Chief. Disney should have fought for it more, honestly. that would have been the smart move.
All right, finishing topic question for the week. Are Live's outdated game designs left over from the age of arcades?
See, I feel like we don't really see Live's at all anymore.
I feel like when we do see them, they kind of are just there. Like, okay, so Mario uses it, right? But Mario, if you don't have the Live, you know, Mario, Yoshi, Kirby, whatever, don't have the Lives, where's like the actual punishment? Like, oh, just keep, you know, throwing yourself at it.
That's the point. No punishment. Yeah. You already throw yourself at it anyways. It's just you go to a game over menu.
I mean, I don't know. Like, in some regards, maybe, but I think that just because a game doesn't have Lives, like, I think game development has just shifted towards letting the player make their own challenge instead of just defining the challenge. But I don't think a live system, three lives and you're start over or whatever, is outdated. I think it's taken on a different meaning. It used to be there because give me your quarters, and now it's there because I think I can beat it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't think it's outdated. It's just like not used as much these days. Because like when games get remade too, they're often given like continue systems or like overrides on Lives or whatever.
I mean, I know I didn't play it this week, but look at Super Mario RPG. Only tangentially related, but that game has a similarly old school style of save point. You know? And instead they're like, no. You can use save points, but as soon as you enter an area, the game will save for you. You know? So that those two are kind of that same line where it's like, save points, Lives. I almost want to say three hit boss fights. But that one's kind of iffy. It's like there's a lot of things that's more because of how, you know, games are now, where it's like, do you really need save point? You know, just save in the menu. Even Zelda, you know? Like, what was it? Skyward Sword required... No, that also is... It was a Zelda game that required, like, a save point.
That was Skyward Sword. There's a bird
statue. Okay. I wasn't sure. if they had changed that for HD or not.
I think maybe it's more of like a, it's not outdated, it's just now one kind of game. Because when games started through arcades, basically every game was this kind of life system for getting quarters. And now there's just a bunch of other kinds of games. But there's still, like, classic three life games that get made. It's not outdated. It's just, it's become a genre instead of the only thing in town.
The only thing,
Is that what you're seeing?
In regards to your save point thing, Cameron, one of the collectibles in Final Fantasy Rebirth was the old style save point.
Yeah, the original you showed me that, yeah.
Just because people want to save anywhere. I don't like when games don't let me save myself, though. When they're we'll take care of it with an autosave.
Which Pokemon game did that? There was a Pokemon game that was only doing autosaves. Was that the Diamond and Pearl remakes?
I don't know.
I thought that was Arceus.
No, Arceus lets you save.
No. I don't remember.
It might have just been something
I saw in the comments. Let it slide as long as it's clear and obvious when autosaves happen. Both like the action required to that usually triggers an autosave and an indication that an autosave is currently happening. Because sometimes it's not really communicated. And it's gotten better, you know, recently, or a lot of time, like it feels like almost every game now is like, hey, this is what's happening when it's autosaving. And as long as it's clear and obvious and like, okay, every time you go through a door or something, it autosaves, then it's really not that big of a deal for me. I've kind of gotten over it. It took a while, though. I understand your anxiety, Alex. I do like the manual save. Although, honestly, I remember like, you know, like saving on a PS5 feels wrong. Like manual saves feel so unnecessarily clunky compared to autosaving.
Most of that's PS4 games where it brings up like a special menu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because most of the PS5 games have gone back to like just like a quick, or at least most of the ones I've played have gone back to like quick auto save option if it's got one. Hmm. With like specialized menus instead of that black, like PSE looking style where it's saving to the system.
Yeah. Gotcha. Thanks. Well, any other thoughts?
Cooper?
John, think of another. Cooper, you got your thought. I'm trying to think of another, like, similarly antiquated system that we're still kind of using. Cooper's hearing stuff in the background. The perks of doing it on the road.
I don't think it's like outdated, but I do think it's definitely, like Grant said, like it's not. It's a genre now, essentially at this point, because like
platformers and.
Well, you know, like arcade games. Like people just call arcade, them like, hey, arcade shoot 'em ups, arcade beat 'em ups.
Arcade, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, exactly.
Arcade shooters.
Mm-hmm. Even like Kirby Forgotten Land, I don't think it had lives. I think it just had like a health bar, but that was about it.
I think you're actually right about that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's outdated, it's just not used as much. And every game.
That's why I like Victory Heat Rally so much, because it can bring a lot of that arcade flavor that people like And like induces a lot of nostalgia, but it changes just enough to where it's like a normal modern game, but all the aesthetics and sound design and everything is feels
classic.
Like it feels like an arcade racer, like an old school arcade racer. All right, well, I think that's going to end the show for us here. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this rather short episode of the All Night Gamers podcast. We post every Wednesday, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. Please share us with a friend. YouTube.com/StormwindGames, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, anywhere you listen to your podcast. You can find us. Add us on Twitter at All Night Gamers with a K. Let us know what do you think about arcade games and live systems. What do you think about the PS5 going up? Our microtransactions.
And the Switch prices.
Yeah, the Switch situation. Are you going to get one? Are you not going to get one? And yeah, we'll see y'all next week. Oh yeah, thanks for listening. Be good to yourselves. Be good to each other. We love you to death. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.